Good morning. Happy Friday. Made it to the end of the week. A full day of trade in the ag markets today closed on Monday. Let's get a review of Thursday's markets from Mike Krueger, which were not only lower, they were kind of low volume and not very exciting.
And I kind of think we'll stay this way through the shortened trading session tomorrow and all of next week. I'm guessing things were pretty quiet unless there's something really goofy goes on, right, in Russia, Ukraine. But the markets don't really care about that anymore anyway. And then I think the markets will just come back after the new year. And the big thing will be what the January through mid-February weather looks like in Brazil and how that will affect their crop production. So we've had good export sales on soybeans and especially to China over the last 6 or 8 weeks. I think that'll continue for a while. We need to see corn and wheat export sales pick up, although they're better than they were a month ago. They've gotten better as well. We need them as a customer, and they also need us. I mean, they take like 3/4 of the world's soybeans, and really Brazil and the U.S. are the two major suppliers by far. And even when Brazil has a record crop, they still can't handle all of China. So, yes, despite all the saber-rattling and all the arguing back and forth, both these countries need each other from a food standpoint. We need to sell stuff. They need to buy stuff. We had a discussion, 5 or 6 of us old grand guys a week ago, or not, I guess earlier this week, about how back when it all took off and first started, everybody was bullish wheat, and the markets peaked right after that. Have basically gone steadily downhill since then, to the point now where even overnight news of maybe bombing the port of Odessa makes absolutely no difference anymore. It's quite amazing how that has happened. And I think it's kind of got the old guys are in the grain business saying, gee, what's it take anymore, you know, to stir up markets or to rile markets? Wheat situation is tight worldwide, especially among the exporters, but just can't seem to get that market off of the floor either. Customer for U.S. Soft red winter wheat. China's basically taken all of that business. And we keep saying that, Russia. We keep saying Russia can't supply everybody, but they've done a good job, particularly in those markets nearby and in those cheaper markets. I mean, even today, Russia's offering wheat cheaper than basically anybody else on earth. You know, I don't follow livestock markets all that closely. I do know that one thing, kind of for future reference, maybe, that, you know, those parts in central and north central and in northeastern Brazil that have been terribly, terribly dry. I talked to a fellow down there once a week who said the problem no one's talking about is that they are decimating livestock herds because there's simply nothing to eat. There's no grass. I mean, the soybeans are off to a decent start because they need no moisture. But in terms of rangeland, grassland, hay crops, just not much down there. So he said the real disaster in Brazil, in his mind, at least now, is the lack of forage and feed for livestock, more than it is whether or not they'll have a record soybean crop or not. So that could become a factor, you know, in the next 2 or 3 months. We'll see if the world markets kind of start to watch that. And I think, you know, we always used to say that because people, you know, of course, went home. Well, now you can trade 24 hours a day from your laptop or your phone if you want to. So if something does happen internationally, these markets still have the ability to respond quickly, but I think it's going to be a long, quiet 10-day period in the markets.
Except for Wall Street, which seems to have a lot of excitement and upside potential. The price of oil, not so much. People are turning to gold, but maybe when it comes to the weak ag commodity market sector, maybe we need a long, quiet period. Our visits with Mike Krueger on a weekly basis, compliments of Richland IFC. Time for a weather break on Inside Agriculture.